Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper for the day. I'm calling it Doing It for the Kids. So I told you I was going to break us into three categories of this. Rescuing our kids from the agenda of transgenderism. Rescuing our kids from the level of callous abandonment and indifference that we're seeing in the Biden administration as they've lost track of 300,000 minor children at the southern border. And now I want to flip the script and go to a different category of this. The idea of sex trafficking, human trafficking, listen, it is prolific and it is not out there. It is right here in your backyard. And there's somebody who knows that better than any of us. That's Jared Hudson. Jared Hudson been on the show multiple times. He's a business owner, a law enforcement officer, a former Navy SEAL. He's a community leader. He's the founder and current CEO of Covenant Rescue Group, which is a nonprofit that combats human trafficking. And he's also the newest content generator for Right Side Media with his Liberty Minute that we just posted for the first time today. Jared Hudson on the phone right now. How you doing, Frogman?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, man, we're excited to have you on the Right Side team, by the way.
Hey, man, I'm excited to be there. Hopefully people resonate with what we're putting out. So I appreciate you bringing me on.
Well, thank you for being a part of it, and thank you for what you do in the broad sense and also specifically on human trafficking. So let me ask you, I got three stories sitting in front of me. Montgomery County, Autauga County, Limestone County, all within the last few months. You've been sort of assisting in working with sting operations, but tell the folks what Covenant Rescue Group is first, and let's get into those stings.
Yeah, so long story short, Covenant Rescue Group is a nonprofit organization that my wife and I started in 2018, got our 501c3 status 2019, and we go around and train local law enforcement agencies all over the nation on how to best make a case in their state against people who are buying or selling kids for sex. So Limestone County, we actually worked with them back in February of this last year. So February 2024, we worked with them, made about 10 arrests with them in Limestone County, put them through the training, set it up. And then the recent operation that you saw was them doing what we taught them on their own. So we're not there anymore. Our goal is to work ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
So there's 3,100 sheriff's offices across the nation, plus or minus 10%. We'll never be able to get to all of those. But if you want to impact human trafficking in the appropriate way, in the proper way, you've got to work with the local municipalities building solid state cases at the micro level. You've got to get at the level of where the people in that community are. So Limestone County did it on their own recently. So all the training we put them through, we stayed in comms with them, and they had a very successful operation. Montgomery County, we did a 40-hour sex trafficking operations program that's training we put on for agencies from all over the nation. Montgomery hosted it, and then at the end of the week, they did an operation. We did one with them last year where they arrested 15, I believe.
Yeah.
And we just came in with a couple of our guys and audited their operation. They said, hey, we want y'all to sit and watch and see what we do. They set it up from start to finish. We didn't have to do anything because we'd already taught them the previous year, last December. And, man, Montgomery County, they did a phenomenal job with how they set up the operation, everything that we had given them from the previous year. They took it, they honed it, and we were able just to sit in and basically high-five them and say, great job. That's exactly what we want to do, guys. Autauga County had reached out. Autauga County has been a great sheriff's office to work with, unbelievably professional. Prattville PD, unbelievably professional. The prosecutor's office there, those guys were great. They hit us up and said, guys, we want to get into this game. Can you come in? And we went in and provided a trainer for them, set up an operation for them, and we act as advisors overseeing the operation. The example I'd use, you'd be familiar with it, obviously, with your background as a ranger, but it's very much like ground branch within the agency. Mm-hmm. It's an advisory role, a combat advisor type role. So in the special operations community where I come from, we go oversee what the foreign forces are doing to take the fight to the enemy. That's what we're doing with these local law enforcement agencies. We bring in a team, we teach them how to do it, then we oversee a live operation, kind of on-the-job training. And when the agencies see it works, they want to go out and do it on their own. So those are the three that you talked about recently. I think totaling from August till then. I think it was probably about 50 arrests in that area. Got a state trooper out of it.
Yeah.
Got a couple people that have previous rape charges, like they've raped kids, they've sold kids. I mean, it's, you always catch really bad guys. So,
you know,
that's what we want to do.
I tell you what, that's God's work right there. And you and I were sort of half joking, half not joking this morning that some of what you see out there makes vigilantism look good, but this is the way we got to do it. You got to build the case, and you got to go through the process, and you got to use the rule of law. But the stuff you see is
100%, because the one thing, I mean, like, when you look at what we've done overseas, and I joke about this, but I'm partly not joking, you know, I've killed people for less. That's the hard part. When you go overseas and you work on behalf of the, you know, political leanings of the government, I go over and shoot somebody on behalf of the U.S. government for a lot less than what these dirtbags that are showing up to buy or sell kids are doing. And so, yeah, it would be great if we could just chat them in, shoot them in the face, hit them in the face with an axe, and walk away, right? But you can't do that in the United States of America. So the only thing you can do is build a solid felony prosecutable case that the prosecutor can then take and get this guy put away and put in jail. The statistic I'll give you is for every guy showing up for a girl, we'll just, because most of our demographic is men, right?
Yeah.
So for every guy showing up for a girl, it's 50 victims plus or minus 10% until he's prosecuted, not until he's arrested. Anybody can snatch a dude. That's easy. Until they're prosecuted. And then for a guy showing up for a male or the homosexual profiles, every guy showing up for a boy, it's 150 victims until they're prosecuted.
Oh, my God.
And you can find that on American Psychiatric Association, and the DOJ did a study about 12 years ago, and they both ran those numbers, and they both came out with the same 50 and 150. So we don't know if when we catch this guy, if it would have been their first victim, 20th victim, or 40th victim, or 140th victim. All we know is that when we catch them, our goal is a successful prosecution based on those local statutes and those local courts. And, you know, that's what you have to do, because you can't make them report the parking lot for a firing squad.
No, really. So that would save us so much time and effort. But let me ask you this. Do you think what you are seeing and interdicting and assisting to train law enforcement on, is there more of it today, or are we just able to find them today? I mean, where are we looking at? Is there an epidemic that is grown in recent years, or is this that we've just discovered ways to uncover it in recent years?
I would say that we've discovered ways to uncover it in recent years. I would say the pornography epidemic that we've seen just because of technology, you've probably seen an increase in the leanings toward children, possibly, but there's also, you know, I believe the scriptural principle, I believe it's Ecclesiastes chapter 7 that says there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
This is still a sin-fallen world. We're sinful people. We're going to do sinful, terrible things, and until Jesus returns, we're going to see these sort of things happen and take place. I just believe with the porn epidemic, because of technology and the technology that we have, it might not be more prominent or be happening more. It just is a bigger sphere that it impacts. And by that, I mean, like, look at P. Diddy, that whole thing, right?
Look at
the Diddy case.
Right.
It wasn't that he was impacting people all over the world. He just had a massive sphere of influence, and he was impacting the people in that sphere of influence. It's the same thing for the dad that was raping his 16-year-old daughter here in Jefferson County that was just arrested recently. He was impacting the one young lady in his sphere of influence. That guy was the same age as me. He's like 40 years old, right? He was impacting that young lady in his sphere of influence. That's all he had. So I think that we're just able to find it more because of technology, but I do believe the porn epidemic that we're seeing is adding more to the people targeting kids,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Unfortunately, it makes sense. And I think that the technology we have is also giving perps new ways to find kids and target them from afar, whereas I think there might have been times in the past with lack of technology when someone had to be in close proximity to the child. Now they can reach them from afar and arrange to meet them somewhere, and that's an amazing overcoming that as a parent or as a guardian, having to watch everything that kids see online and what's being communicated, even through video games, people are communicating to kids. It's unreal.
And we see guys targeting kids on the games, even like, you know, the Roblox or something is one we've seen recently. I would say this: when you give your kid access to the internet or a 5G network or a 3G network or whatever, you give the world access to your kid and your kid access to the world. So the days of a free candy van showing up and talking your kid into the free candy van and taking them away are over. They will literally target your kid's mind via their digital footprint, and they will talk your kid right out of your house. And that's what we see. We see it every day. I get a call about a kid who's being sextorted. We call it sextortion. Or we see a kid that's targeted, and their mind has been stolen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to get that child's mind back. So that's what we see just because of the digital fingerprint that we all have now.
This makes you want to go live off the grid with your kids, you know what I'm saying? But the world that we're in, you know, posturing ourselves to be the defenders of our household has got more facets on it now than it used to, but it's just what we got to do. I mean, it's absolutely what we got to do. Hey, listen, man, let me ask you this. We got about a minute and a half left before we have to go, and I really appreciate your time. Tell us about the Liberty Minute podcast, what we got going on there. What's your goal with the Liberty Minute?
Yeah, so my goal for the first, at least the first 10 episodes we're going to launch, obviously it's not very long. It's only 10 to 20 minutes. I think I'm averaging about 15 to 20 minutes per episode. Call it the Liberty Minute, so we don't want it to take forever. And it's essentially what I'm doing on these first ones is I'm going through the Bill of Rights, because one thing that I've learned that most of us don't understand of Americans as Americans is our constitutional rights that exist by God. It's not that the Bill of Rights outline rights, like say, hey, the government's giving you these rights. No, it's just telling the government what they can't do, what they can't take away, because these are rights that we already have by God. Our forefathers just saw fit to write them down. And laying those out there in a way that's really easy in layman's terms to understand, and so that we know, hey, these are the rights that I have as an American citizen by the hand of God, and using that to govern how we respond to our government. Because on the other side of it, the government can take those rights away if we try to take those rights from other people away. Does that make sense? We break the law, we lose those rights. Because we didn't uphold our responsibility as a good citizen. So talking about it on both sides and what that means, that's what we're going to do for the next, you know, 10 episodes, basically.
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your stance. I appreciate your heart. And brother, thanks for the work you do. And we'll have you back on soon, and you are part of the Right Side family.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you before then, and God bless.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. All right, that was Jared Hudson, founder of the Covenant Rescue Group, former Navy SEAL, literally, who has been doing work all over the nation with Covenant Rescue, training law enforcement, helping them with their stings, and then providing the assistance they need. And what I mean, I'm just telling you right there, just in the last 3, 4, 5 months, there have been 20, 30 arrests because of Covenant Rescue Group's work with law enforcement right here in Alabama, just right here in Alabama. All right, y'all, we got more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.